We're here with Emily Batty, big winner here in Tromblov, the elite women's race. Quite a dominating performance. Walk us through it a little bit from the start.
Cool. Yeah, thanks so much for interviewing. It was a good race, you know. World Cup in Czech Republic, the first one of the year, is in 7 days today. So it was really just a race to get the legs, you know, open from being in the training format for the last few weeks, and then travel on Tuesday. So it was good to get some effort in. I was fighting a bit of a cold, and I shook that, thankfully, in time to race and feel good today. And you know, just take recovery seriously and focus forward. And yeah, getting really anxious to finally do the World Cups for the first of the year, starting at the end of May, which is a little bit later than usual. So it's pretty exciting.
Compared to a year ago, where do you feel your training is? How do you feel as an athlete? Do you feel faster?
I do feel faster. You know, it's one of those things with maturity. I think as years go on, you learn more about yourself, how your body functions, and how to prepare properly. And it's not just me, you know, it's like my whole entire team getting like the equipment ready and all the logistics behind the scenes. But big shout out to my husband, Adam Morka, who is my coach, actually. So it's like literally like two heads on one. So I'm super fortunate. It's not just me. And I just, you know, literally go to the start line and do the actual race. But it's my husband and I doing all the work.
So off to Europe next week. What are the big plans there?
Yeah, that's exciting. It starts with Czech Republic, so it's a lot of similar terrain as, I'd say, Tromblov here. Lots of roots, lots of rocks. It's pretty exciting. An amazing spectator course. It's the best one of the whole entire year, so it's just a whole entire energy, or sorry, different energy, amazing vibe, and so yeah, just time the training well and right, and hopefully nail that first World Cup, so then start positions for the second, and the World Cups to follow will be good. And I'm really trying this year to get that first World Cup win, so I'm trying my best and feeling great, so we'll see if we can make it happen.
Any changes as far as from last year to this year?
Changes per se, yeah, I mean, there's little things that we've, like I said, like learned along the way that do work and don't work, or some that work better, and just timing things, really. So I've worked a lot with Adam technically, really pushed limits, and you know, got a bigger bike and doing a lot of training off the clock as far as like technical skills go. And I think just things are coming together, and I think as I mature as an athlete, I really think that I like, just I'm really realizing that I want these results. And even though, you know, they've been there like all along, it's like now it's like, man, I'm so hungry for my World Cup win. I've had a few seconds and finished fourth overall in the World Cup series last year, and it's just like, you know, I'm just itching at the bit to get that World Cup win. So I'm really anxious and excited to get going.
Well, you look like you're in a class of your own out there. You didn't battle at all. Congratulations.
Cool, thanks so much, guys.